The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
This week, we are talking about a gland in your body, your thyroid gland in your up in your throat there. And there are two thyroid conditions that you all probably deal with. Some people deal with hyperthyroid. Some people deal with hypothyroid. So either overactive, that's what I'm looking for.
Hyper.
Overactive thyroid or underactive thyroid.
Hypo.
Exactly. And it seems like a lot of people that I know historically deal more with the hypo, the low thyroid function. But this week we are going to be dealing with the hyper. And just so y'all know, Mel and I, we're sort of joking around before the show, and we are a little hyper today. So anyway,
thinking the same thing. How appropriate.
We're getting a little silly over here. But anyway, we'll try and make it fun and interesting for all of you. But before we get into the show, Melody needs to remind all of you how you can stay connected to us.
So our main hub is cohradio.com. That's Crossroads of Health. radio.com. They will both get you to the same place, but we've now created a shortcut. So if you don't already have us saved as crossroadsofhealthradio.com, just type in cohradio.com and save that.
There you go.
So from there, you can actually link to the emeraldlabs.com page, which is just purely informational. You can link to our web affiliate, supplements.one. You can link to our social media. You can find ways of connecting to us via email and a phone number where you can leave a voicemail. So we've got all sorts of ways that you can reach out to us all in one main hub. Now, just a little reminder that we do have a tab on there that is a direct link over to our I'm Free campaign. That's something that's kind of an ongoing thing, but sometimes we do little giveaways. And typically those are fueled through our social media. So always kind of pay attention to that and see what's going on. You could win some fun and exciting things.
That's right. And some free product and all kinds of good stuff. So yeah, we just want you all to talk to your friends about the good results that you're getting from the Emerald Labs products. So yeah, as I've said before, your friends trust you. You trust us, so we want your friends to trust us, and we give you all kinds of reasons on the show why you should and can trust us, because we make all of our own products here in Southern California. We don't ship anything overseas or out of country to be manufactured. We do it all right here. I personally choose every single raw material and every single product that we carry. My purchasing girl cannot change any raw material without me personally approving it, because I take about 130 pills a day. And yes, I realize that's a little over the top, but I want to stay as healthy as I can for as long as I can. So I, and my kids take these, my daughters, they're getting older now, 15 and 18 soon, not yet, in about a month, 15 and 18, and my wife. And so we want to stay healthy. So I personally oversee all of these products to make sure that we are producing the best products we can. We have Dr. Stengler, who formulates all these products based upon his clinical experience. We just want to make sure you're getting stuff that's going to work for you. So anyway, so we just, like I said, we do these campaigns so that we can kind of get you excited about what we're doing and potentially give you some free product with contests that we have so that you're just, you know, we want you to be happy and joyful that you're working with Emerald Labs. We're family owned and operated. I started this business by myself, never made more than $12.50 an hour when I started it. Looking back, I don't know how we even got here. But somehow we made it. And in fact, I'll tell you a quick story. We're just very talkative today anyway. But when I looked at my Social Security statement, you know, you get, for those of you that work, you get, tells you what year, you know, the years you worked and what you made in those years. And so I can look back, 1983, I made this much. And so I looked and I asked my wife, I said, we got married in 1995. I said, do you know how much money I made the year that I married you? She said, how much? I said, zero. It's 1995 is zero. And I go, I don't know how your father or your mother ever let me marry you. I'm thankful they did. But, and obviously you saw something in me that maybe I didn't see in myself. But my wife, she said, I knew you always worked hard. So I said, well, okay, well, that was good. I'm glad you married me. But I don't know how we got from there to here, to be honest with you. But somehow we did. And now we're doing okay. It's never been about me. It's all about us. We all work together. And honestly, all of you listening, you're part of that, because we wouldn't be successful without all of you. So anyway, so hopefully, you know, you get something good out of these radio shows, something that's helpful to you with your health. And we're always here, as Mel says, when you connect to us, we're always here to answer your questions and to just be helpful and to serve you the best way that we can. But that being said, we're going to just clearly run out of time if we just keep talking and talking and talking. So,
which we've never done before.
No. Anyway, so this week in our talking points, which is interesting little factoids that Melanie and I find interesting that we think might be helpful to you, I am talking about eczema. I've had a few people in my life that have talked about eczema, and there are some people that just seem very discouraged, like, well, I've tried everything, and they've gone to the mainstream doctor, and they just don't seem to get help. So with Dr. Stengler, you know, you always want to get to the root of the problem. And unfortunately, in mainstream medicine, a lot of times they just deal with the symptoms, not the root. So anyway, so this is something Dr. Stengler wrote, and he says, eczema is a troublesome but common skin disorder that affects up to 15% of the population. In its acute form, eczema causes inflamed, red, dry, and itchy skin. Some patches may blister and weep, or, you know, just liquid comes out, and eventually these areas may crust over. If eczema is a chronic problem, the skin will continue to itch, but may thicken and take on a leathery consistency. Usually dry scales develop, and the skin's color may change. Most acute cases are brought on by an allergic response. Sufferers may be allergic to a certain food or to other substances. In either case, it's quite possible to have a reaction from ingesting the allergen or just from touching it. If you can identify the irritant and remove it, the eczema will usually disappear. But if the skin continues to be exposed to the irritating factor, the rash may spread and develop into a chronic condition. Stress may aggravate acute eczema and keep it from resolving. So again, stress, we talk about other shows, adrenal health and things that help to sort of alleviate some stress. That's kind of a big deal too. But eczema can appear in infancy or early childhood, and most often develops on the face and the head, or in the folds of the elbows, the knees, or the groin. In some cases, it will disappear as childhood progresses and either stay away for a good or recur in adolescence or adulthood. Chronic eczema is a complex condition that usually involves a family history of eczema, asthma, or hay fever, difficulty handling stress, or food sensitivity. It has also been linked to abnormalities of the immune system, as well as to candidiasis or candida yeast infection, and low levels of essential fatty acids and deficiencies of other nutrients that may help keep down inflammation. Poor digestion and detoxification can also be at the root of eczema. Like most complicated ailments that involve the whole body and lifestyle, holistic treatment is the best approach for both relief and resolution. Conventional therapy for chronic cases is usually quite frustrating for the patient, as it generally just suppresses the skin problem, as I mentioned, and causes further spreading or intensifies the symptoms. Treating the root causes with natural therapies, as described in this section in Mark's book, and we talked about this just a little bit, that's a superior way to go about resolving it. There is a note here. Dr. Stengler, he started treating a girl named Andrea in May 2010 when she was 10 years old. When she came to see Dr. Stengler for the first time, her skin was in really bad condition with blisters all over her body that were full of pus and infected.
Yikes.
And yeah, it's really terrible. I read this and I said, I got to share this with the audience. Andrea was scratching 24 hours a day. She was always itching from her face to the tips of her toes, and she scratched until she bled. Her mother made her wear socks on her hands at night. Sometimes Andrea would ask her mother to tie her hands together to help her sleep at night. I mean, this is just so sad. Following Dr. Stengler's treatment, Andrea is no longer embarrassed to show her skin, which is clear and beautiful. So there is hope for you, those of you that have and deal with some of these issues. There are so many things. He talked about essential fatty acids, the fish oil, really, really important. We normally don't talk about brands on the show, but I'm just going to tell you guys, I just take Nordic Naturals because I know it's a quality RTG or re-esterified triglyceride fish oil. That's one you should or could consider. There's a homeopathic combination for eczema rash formula. That can be used. There's the probiotics are really, really important when you have candida yeast infection. That's a lot of times when children are young and they have chronic ear infections. There's a whole book I have on ear infections that often the root cause of the ear infection is not bacteria in the middle ear. It's that the eustachian tubes have closed up because of overinflammation, and it's trapped the fluid in the middle ear, which then gives rise to sometimes to bacterial infection, but it's the inflammation that's the problem. So, and then they give them either amoxicillin or some other thing, which then starts messing with your bowel ecology. So that kills all the bad or the good bacteria. And then if you don't re-inoculate with the good bacteria, the probiotics, then you can get yeast overgrowth. You can get leaky gut syndrome. This can certainly contribute to eczema, things like that. Dr. Singer writes about burdock root, evening primrose oil, vitamin E, a lot of different things. But anyway, but you can, if you're ever interested, you can certainly check out his book, Prescription for Natural Cures. There's a third edition. It talks about eczema. But these things can really be helpful. There is help for you if you have eczema. So anyway, I just looked at the clock and wow, that went very quickly. Anyway, we're out of time for segment one. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated. To learn more, visit www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Or you can find Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium at health food stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's supplements.one.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host,
Melody Martirana.
There you go. We normally don't do that. That was just totally on the fly, but we're having such a fun time today. Anyway, if you are just tuning in with us, yes, this is a fun radio show, and you should stay tuned for the whole thing, and you should listen to it every single week. But anyway, but if you are just tuning in, you can check us out on COHradio.com or crossroadsofhealthradio.com. And you can also go to our brand website, which is emeraldlabs.com. But if you are on social media, you can go to @COHradio or you can go to @emeraldimfree. And that's our Instagram. And then is there anything I'm missing here, Mel?
So for Facebook, it's the same thing, but just not the at symbol. So it would be facebook.com/COHradio. Or facebook.com/emeraldimfree.
You know, you all would really be proud of me. I actually have Instagram and I'm actually following @emeraldimfree and @COHradio. But I must confess, I think either Melody or my daughter had to just be like, here's how you do it, Dad, or here's how you do it, Rick. So anyway, but I'm getting better. Every week I'm working on it, I'm getting better, I'm starting to lock down on this stuff. So anyway, but this week we're talking about hyperthyroidism, so overactive thyroid, and then we will do a show on hypothyroid, low active thyroid or low functioning thyroid. But anyway, so it's going to be a great show. So please stay tuned with us as we work through these issues. But Melody has her talking point, which happens to be about what, Melody?
Thyroid troubles. And bioidentical hormones.
All right. Well, there you go.
But, you know, I did want to mention to you, because you were talking about eczema, we sort of exchanged a little conversation over the break that my littlest daughter, my oldest daughter, never had any skin problems whatsoever. My youngest has had very, very mild eczema since she was born. She also had a hemangioma on her leg, which is like a red blotchy spot or like a strawberry mark. Some people would call them a strawberry mark. A lot of times hemangiomas end up on like a baby's face. The fact that it was on her leg was kind of fortunate because I remember actually my goddaughter had one on her chin. And so people used to constantly ask if she had fallen and scraped her chin, when that was not the case at all. So having it on her leg, she had a lot less questions, you know, whereas people used to ask a lot. my goddaughter's has gone away. My daughter's is actually almost gone now, but it was almost in the shape of like lips. It almost looked like a little red kiss mark. Huh. But in any case, she was the one who had like the skin problems. Ella never had skin problems. She has more recently been challenged with hives. I think there's just a lot more allergens in the air this year. But yeah, we mostly controlled it with like, you know, natural baby lotions and things like that, that were designed specifically for sensitized or eczema skin. But, you know, I know for some people it just gets really, really challenging. So it's great that there's nutritional ways to help support healthy skin when you are challenged with eczema.
And there is help for you. That's the bottom line. A lot of people just, they're at their ropes and they don't know what to do. And so there is an integrative, holistic, naturopathic, you know, approach that can really be helpful. And that's what we're here for. So if you have questions, please ask us.
I think the fact too that I did like the baby omegas from, it was actually also from Nordic.
Right.
I did that in my baby's bottle, you know, much to the chagrin of the babysitter because she couldn't stand the smell of the fish oil at the end of the day.
Really?
Yeah.
So surprising.
Yeah. And I also did the probiotic powder, you know, baby probiotic powder. So I did all that like the whole time that she was nursing and I was pumping and stuff like that. So I think that also kind of helped to curb it. Where it's very minimal issue now. But anyways, I know that we've got to really start getting to some thyroid topics here. So I found this really interesting article, and it was talking about some of the issues associated with non-bioidentical treatments for thyroid. You know, again, hyper and hypo are two different issues. And so the recommendations when it comes to hyper tend to be little more customized. You really need to work with the specialist on it, but this is still a very interesting article. So the numbers are astounding. Every month, more than 22 million Americans take a synthetic thyroid hormone replacement. This makes it the most widely prescribed drug in America. Sadly, most of those on this unnatural form of the hormone are totally unaware that better natural alternatives exist. Levothyroxine is the go-to thyroid prescription for virtually all conventional doctors, including the hormone specialist known as endocrinologists. Years ago, I had a patient, now mind you, this was written by Dr. Stengler, in her late 50s, whose internist had put her on one of these brand name drugs. I'll call her Linda, not her real name, of course. Despite taking the drug as prescribed, Linda still suffered from a number of low thyroid symptoms, including fatigue, poor memory, and slow metabolism. She brought me her most recent blood thyroid test showing that her thyroid hormone levels were suboptimal, particularly her free T3 level. Linda simply didn't feel quite right. Free T3 is by far the most dominant thyroid hormone in the body in terms of supporting metabolism and energy production in our cells. So like many people on levothyroxine, although her blood work didn't show a serious thyroid imbalance, she was able to get through her daily activities, but she just didn't feel quite right. Dr. Stengler's plan was to switch her to a bioidentical thyroid hormone and see if she responded like the majority of his other patients who made the switch. Sure enough, Linda was noticeably better. Her energy level improved, she lost some weight, and several other troubling symptoms improved. And when he repeated her blood thyroid levels, there was an improvement in her numbers, especially in the free T3. About a month later, Dr. Stengler received a call from Linda's internist. It was clear he wasn't happy about the switch in Linda's thyroid medication to a bioidentical. He told Dr. Stengler he had overseen her healthcare for years and made it clear that he felt that Dr. Stengler's interfering with his relationship with her. With Linda's chart notes and lab work in front of him, he calmly pointed out the facts of her case. She felt significantly better after the switch in medications. And when you compared her lab work from before the change to after her thyroid levels had improved, after a few moments of silence, he sputtered that the bioidentical thyroid meds didn't contain standardized amounts of thyroid hormones. Not true, Dr. Stengler explained. They're both standardized and FDA approved. He then pointed out that actually it was the synthetic levothyroxine he had prescribed to Linda that had a history of manufacturing problems that concerned the FDA about it being reliably potent and stable. And that was essentially where the conversation ended. But at least he didn't slam the phone down in Dr. Stengler's ear. So perhaps he was learning something.
I'm sorry. You make me laugh. It's just this kind of stuff. It's the arrogance. Come on.
I know, really.
Dr. Stengler, he's a really smart guy. And he likes to back up everything with facts. So that's kind of funny.
I can imagine that conversation, that little banter between the two of them. But it's interesting, though, that her specialist would get upset when there's actually a marked improvement.
She's feeling better. Well, and he's thinking, well, Dr. Stenger, he's one of those naturopathic guys, and I'm an MD, and you know all that stuff. And it's just, and Dr. Stenger, he's not an arrogant guy, but he has his facts straight, and that's the kind of person that I want to go see. So
yeah, anyway, absolutely. But I mean, again, it is, just the fact that a doctor would be more upset about, you know, not getting to be right, then, you know, that should not overshadow the concern for what's working best for the patient, what's showing results.
When you think it's like, okay, so what's more important, your ego or the patient that you swore to care for? It's like, that's unfortunate.
But it is. Anyway. It is. So he goes on to write, you're probably wondering why the vast majority of doctors continue to prescribe synthetic levothyroxine when better bioidentical choices are available. The simple answer is ignorance. Doctors are only human and they prescribe what's familiar and most comfortable for them. Unfortunately, what's most familiar to them comes with a big bias. So when it comes to hypothyroidism, it's complicated. And the truth is there's no single cause of thyroid problems, so there's no one-size-fits-all treatment either. And when it comes to hypothyroidism, you've got to pinpoint the cause or causes to figure out the solution. Causes for this common condition can include nutrient deficiencies, such as selenium and iodine, immune system imbalances, so like an autoimmunity issue, exposure to toxins such as mercury, pesticides, fluoride, and bromine, and also hormonal imbalances. So doctors receive their education first from medical school and then from continuing education seminars. Major drug companies pour megabucks into these institutions, and then they continue to sponsor training events and seminars for the rest of these doctors' careers. And that is so true. So naturally, this affects the type of information they're provided with. There's a clear bias towards synthetic drug treatments, and let's face it, it'll be a cold day in Hades before Big Pharma provides these docs with a balanced picture with information on non-synthetic thyroid replacement options as well. As a result, if you're a conventional medicine doctor and your patient has low thyroid, hypothyroid levels, you automatically prescribe levothyroxine. If you're unable to get the patient's thyroid levels balanced, or if she is having problems, then you refer to an endocrinologist for more specialized care. When a patient consults with an endocrinologist, and the treatment almost always involves a trial of different doses of levothyroxine. Why can't I say that word today?
This is good humor for the show.
I am tripping over that word. It's ridiculous.
It's always real. It's always unscripted. There you go.
Until blood levels are considered normal. And if your tests look normal, but you don't feel much better, too bad. You must have something else wrong with you. We're out of time almost in this segment. We went on so much in the first segment, but there's a lot of people who say that, you know, medicine is more of an art than a science. And the fact is that a lot of these pharmaceuticals that are on the market today, you wait 10 years down the line and suddenly they're pulling it because there's some sort of issue. So as much as you'd like to think that the testing is tried and true, there are some issues with these and there is no one size fits all. Sometimes pharmaceuticals are necessary. So we're not suggesting that you completely throw away your doctor's advice. But we really highly suggest that you see a naturopath, an integrative specialist like Dr. Stengler, who can really get the big picture. So,
yeah, absolutely. So, okay, hopefully that was helpful. That was a little bit of hypothyroid. The show is about hyper, but it's good. You get a little bit of both, which is good. So anybody with thyroid issues, you can check out this show and you'll get some help from both sides. Anyway, we'll be right back for segment 3 of Crossroads of Health.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted.
That's for sure.
As you can tell from the talking point segment where I...
What was the name of that? What was the name of that thing, Mel? What was it? I don't remember.
Don't make me say it again, Rick.
I'm just going to call it LLM, whatever.
Levothyroxine.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
I'm like, please don't make me say
LT,
it again.
LT. Sorry. Okay.
So, and if you've missed any part of the show, we are talking about hyperthyroid. We probably sound a little hyper today, Rick and I are.
A little.
Definitely energized, yeah. But apparently I can't speak properly today. I'm just tripping over my words. So, in any case, if you did miss any part of the show and you want to go back and check it out, the archive to our show will be housed at cohradio.com. You can listen to this show. You can listen to past shows. We're also on Podomatic, too. So you can also listen to the show and previous shows through there if that's how you prefer to stream your shows. From there, you can link over to emeraldlabs.com, which is our website that is purely informational. It talks about just our company and all of the different products that we produce. You can link to our web affiliate, supplements.one. Now, supplements.one actually offers every product that we make at a phenomenal 10% discount off of MSRP, which is our suggested price. But for our listeners, there's exclusive savings that you can take advantage of when you get the code associated with our Getting to Know You segment, which is at the end of the show. So this week, we're going to be offering some fantastic discounts with the code BOOM, B-O-O-M. So we'll explain why we chose BOOM at the end of the show.
And the numbers are bouncing around my head. Which discount should we offer? I honestly, guys, sometimes you sort of plan this out, but it's kind of usually on the fly because I'm CEO and I just sort of decide. And it depends how I'm feeling that week. But I'm usually, generosity has never been my issue. I used to have employees, they say, we're just concerned you're going to give the farm away. I had a guy who actually told me that one time in the early years. So this week, I really want to help you guys. And this is the real me. You know, what you see is what you get. It's not like I'm trying to work you over. We want to give you deals that give you access to these products. So this week, we're going to give you 50% off, additional 50% off whatever supplements.one. So in addition to the 10%, you get an additional 50. So you're getting it below wholesale. And we'll talk about those products at the end of the show. Again, keep in mind, hyperthyroidism, this is a very complex issue. If you have this issue, we're not suggesting that we're giving you any kind of comprehensive treatment plan. We're not giving you any kind of treatment plan. All we're doing is giving you facts based on science, but you need to see a specialist and ask them what they would recommend. But what you could do is you could bring this information to them and say, hey, I heard this, I read that, what do you think? And then let them give you a good treatment plan. I would certainly recommend you see somebody like Dr. Sengler, but that's up to you at the end of the day.
Well, and hopefully too, if nothing else, the great thing about this particular show, the reason why we dove into hyperthyroid, even though we can't make any really intensive recommendations specifically to this issue, is that this will hopefully be helpful if you're somebody who may be suffering from hyper or you know somebody who is. Maybe some of this information will help to trigger you to go be seen by a specialist who can diagnose you and get you on a treatment plan.
Yeah. And the truth is, with so many things people suffer with for years, I was just like, you don't need to live with this. There are integrative solutions. There's integrative help for you. So anyway, so keep that in mind. But I want to lay some foundation for hyperthyroidism or overactive thyroid. So this condition occurs when the thyroid gland produces too much of the thyroid hormones known as thyroxine or T4 and triiodothyronine or TNT3. Since thyroid hormones increase the metabolism of cells, one can experience many symptoms related to high metabolism. These include irregular heartbeat, nervousness, sudden weight loss, insomnia, and rapid heartbeat. The most common cause is an autoimmune condition known as Graves' disease. This condition is more common in women over the age of 20. As the immune system attacks the thyroid gland, it stimulates the release of an antibody known as thyrotropin receptor antibody, or capital T, capital R, capital A, lowercase b, TRAB, which causes the thyroid to make excessive amounts of thyroid hormones. Conventional therapy offers three main treatment options: antithyroid medications that suppress the production of thyroid hormones, wouldn't be my first choice. Radioactive iodine, certainly not my second choice, which destroys the thyroid gland. So they're like, oh, let's destroy some of the gland because it's producing too many thyroid hormones. That just, that doesn't sound too good. And then the last, the surgical removal of the thyroid. So none of those options sound too great. That's why I personally would see Dr. Sanger. So those who receive radioactive iodine or surgery will develop hypo or low thyroid function, which then requires thyroid hormone supplementation for the rest of their lives. That medication that 22 million people take in this country.
Yikes.
Yeah, so hyperthyroidism can sometimes be reversed solely with natural therapy when it's treated in the early stages. The root causes of the autoimmune response, such as stress, hormone imbalance, chronic infections, and gluten allergy, must be identified and treated. Otherwise, natural therapies can be integrated with antithyroid medications such as methimazole to maintain a better thyroid balance. So that's just kind of some foundational stuff. But again, I've just always been of the belief that, you know, the way God made our bodies, that it, you know, we live in a cursed world. There's pollution. There's all kinds of things we deal with. But that our bodies should be able to function largely the way God designed them to if we give our bodies what they're supposed to have. And, you know, the antibiotics and things like that, they're not always bad, but I've always tried to go the natural route. Eat things the way that God provided them and made them, and your body will treat you better. And unfortunately, we've really kind of messed up our food supply. And so you got to do more homework. You got to be more vigilant about what you eat and don't eat. So I'm sure Melody has some additional things that we can certainly talk about regarding hyperthyroidism.
Well, I think it's really interesting. There's just a ton of symptoms associated with it. So anxiety, nervousness, increased sweating, breast enlargement in men, insomnia, menstrual irregularities, diarrhea, muscle weakness, difficulty concentrating, rapid or irregular heartbeat. You mentioned that. Double vision, restlessness. Now, eyeballs that protrude. This is something that's actually known visual cue for people who have Graves' disease or people who have Hashimoto's. Oh, right. Their eyes tend to be like a little more bugged out.
Right.
And that's actually something that's a total visual cue that somebody may suffer from hyperthyroidism. But there's all sorts of things that can be associated with it. It's just interesting, though, that for conventional medicine, they look at people's age, they look at smoking, pregnancy, stress. Women tend to be 7 times more likely to develop Graves' disease than men are. And then they also look at genetics. So if there's a family history, but when you look at holistic doctors, they also incorporate food allergies, metal toxicity, you know, heavy metals, digestive function, hormone balance, and environmental toxins. So there's a more thorough review of the issues when you go see a holistic or integrative specialist.
Yeah, their drill downs are just generally much more thorough, just because the testing methodologies that they're able to employ are just, honestly, in my opinion, they're just better. And there are specific trade shows where all these companies that specifically cater to integrative doctors go, and these companies are run by top-notch PhD guys that have really thought through these things, and they've just come out with a lot of superior testing methodologies. But anyway, I want to get to some of the solutions or potential help if you suffer from hyperthyroidism. There was a study in the Journal of Endocrinology and Metabolism, and they found that L-carnitine supplementation significantly alleviated the symptoms associated with hyperthyroidism. The randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled 6-month trial involved 50 women. The researchers found that 2,000 to 4,000 milligrams daily of oral L-carnitine was able to relieve many symptoms associated with hyperthyroidism without any toxicity or medication interaction. It also helped to reduce elevated liver enzymes. So that's just a good factoid to know. It's like, this is in a major journal. And there was real help for people that suffered from hyperthyroidism. And then there are some other things that Dr. Singer talks about. There's a homeopathic, a lot of naturopathic doctors, they study a lot about homeopathics in particular. Iodum, I-O-D-U-M, homeopathic iodum was shown that it might be able to be helpful in cases of hyperthyroidism. And then there's bugle weed. And I'm not going to, this is kind of a 30,000 foot view, but things that you can drill down more on. And again, you can always get Mark's book, Prescription for Natural Cures, if you're more interested in this subject matter. But bugle weed, that's been helpful. And then carnitine we talked about. There's lemon balm. There's lithium. That's obviously something you really want to see a physician about. The iodine. And then B-complex, B vitamins, which we're going to talk about more in segment 4, which is coming up shortly here. But we want to talk a bit about some natural things that we have, our multis and our B-healthy, that can be helpful also as sort of a supplemental help. I would say it's not so much targeted specifically for hyperthyroidism, but it's more foundational to overall health. But it has been shown that it can be helpful for issues with hyperthyroidism. So I know we're kind of out of time quickly. Did I miss anything, Mel, that you wanted to?
You covered it all. We're going to really have to cram in all this info in segment 4, but we've got some good stuff for you.
So get your listening ears on, because segment 4 is going to be a real, real speedy trip, but we'll be right back with Crossroads of Health.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Labs is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Labs helps to support the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Labs at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back for segment 4 of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana. And if you missed any part of the show, then please check out our archives at cohradio.com, where you can also connect to emeraldlabs.com, to our web affiliate supplements.one. And we are going to have a great discount for you today on some very popular products. But before we give all of that good information away in our getting to know you section, I know that Rick wants to do a little bit of a brush over, at least on some of these products that may be helpful for hyperthyroidism.
Yes, exactly. I'm kind of the Reader's Digest guy and Mel's the deep dive girl. So I'm going to start with the 30,000 foot, and then Melody can kind of drill down an area she thinks that might be good for all of you to hear. So anyway, how many of the multis are we putting on special this week, Melody?
All of them.
There you go. 17? 17?
It's 16.
16. Okay.
So there are 11 unique formulas, but there are 16 separate items because most of our one dailies come in a 2-month supply as well.
All right. So all of our multis, and these people have asked me, said, if you're going to take one product, what'd you take? I'd take our multi. And I'm going to tell you why I would take our multi as opposed to other multis out there. And then, of course, we'll be putting our Be Healthy both sizes on sale. So those are the products this week at 50% additional in addition to the 10% off you already get at supplements.one. So the multis, there's really nothing like these products. I mean, forget Centrum, Theragram. Those are just garbage products. I mean, whatever. That's my personal opinion. Not considered all factually, but there are many things in multis. First thing you want to look at is the types of minerals that they're using. There are many minerals that are just not absorbed well in the body. And of course, that's what's used in many of these formulas. They use what's cheap, what's inexpensive, and what's not absorbed well. we are giving you all Albion chelated minerals. These are considered the gold standard mineral chelates. We give them to you, quite honestly, because they are the best. And they cost 2 to 3 times more than any other mineral out there. But we use them because that's what Dr. Stenger wanted. Because at the end of the day, he has to get results. And then when we get to the vitamins, we use the coenzymated forms of many of the B vitamins, the B2, the B6, the B12, and the folate. And Melody can drill down. I'm sure she'll want to drill down a little bit on the methylfolate, why it's so important. But some people ask, they said, why don't you use coenzymated forms on all the B vitamins? Well, again, with Dr. Stenger, he said, look, the ones that are crucial are the B2, the B6, the B12, and the methylfolate. The other ones, your body doesn't, in his clinical experience, he hasn't seen any issues with those being converted in the body. Because a lot of the B vitamins, for those of you who don't know, they have to be converted in order to be effectively uptaken into the bloodstream. And then we also use things like grapeseed extract from Europe, not standard grapeseed that often comes from China. This is a grapeseed that actually the OPCs, the oligomeric proanthocyanidins, are effectively uptaken in the bloodstream to help with, you know, there's an old story about the French paradox. The French drink a lot of red wine, but they have a low incidence of heart disease. Why? Well, the red wine must have something in it. Well, guess what? It has the OPCs in it. We also use alpha-lipoic acid, which is an effective recycler of vitamin C and vitamin E. Very, very important. We use pure whey C, which is a vitamin C that has a 12-hour retention time in the bloodstream, as opposed to standard vitamin C that has a 4 to 6 hour retention time. There's so many things in these multis that are important.
Well, the reason why the methylated folate is so important in this particular form that we use is because there are numerous studies, but one particularly large study that actually indicates that over 46% of Americans have a gene defect that affects either one or both of the MTHFR genes that you inherit from your parents. So you get one of each of these genes from each of your parents. And there are some people who have one genetic variance that only affects one gene. There are some that have a genetic variance that affects both genes. There are various different genetic mutations that can occur with these. But what ends up happening in each of these cases is that your MTHFR genes are supposed to produce an enzyme that can take folate, preferably not folic acid, which is the synthetic form that you find in a lot of, you know, processed foods and things like that. There, that's also still, unfortunately, being used to this day in some supplementation and in some of the cheaper forms of nutrients that you find out there. But it needs to take that and transform it into the methylated form that your body can actually use. Now, folate deficiency, folate's also known as B9, is associated with some really serious risk factors. If you're a woman who is trying to get pregnant, in those first couple weeks when you don't even know if you're pregnant yet, when you can't even test positive for pregnancy, there is some early fetal development that is really important that B9 is essential for. So early fetal development, this is very important. Women who have either one of these variations can have up to a 50% greater risk of having a baby born with a neural tube defect or spina bifida. And then there's also risk factors associated with the fact that people with low B9 will also have higher homocysteine. Higher homocysteine is related to premature heart attack and stroke. It's also related to the development of Alzheimer's later in life. There's all sorts of issues associated with high homocysteine. So let's just say that this is very essential. And so the fact that we're using the form that is already ready for your body to use is really important to note. There are tests that you can have run to actually see if you have a genetic variance to one or both of your MTHFR genes. But if you're not able to get that test done, you know, this is just a safety net for everybody. So even, you know, people who don't have this problem can rest assured that essentially they're taking the form that their body can use right away. So that is a key nutrient, but it's not the only key nutrient we use. You know, we've also got pure whey C, which has a 12-hour retention time in the body. And we've also used sunflower-based vitamin E, not soy-based vitamin E. There's just a lot of really unique ingredient choices made here. You can read up more about all the multis. We're almost out of time for the show, so we do want to let you know why we chose the code BOOM to save you an extra 50% off this week when you purchase the Be Healthy, which comes in two different sizes, or any of the multis on our web affiliate, supplements.one, and that's BOOM. Rick, why did you choose BOOM?
There you go. And also, I'm sorry, I'm going to say before I get into this, if you do have hyperthyroidism, we are not suggesting these products are going to fix your hyperthyroidism. This is strictly foundational things you should consider. A quality multi, we gave you some reasons why you should consider that. That is really important. So anyway, you need to see a physician, but we gave you some good food for thought on the show if you have hyperthyroidism. But anyway, with the code BOOM, so when I was young, you know, boys like fireworks a lot, and we used to have a real good time. This is when they allowed fireworks in California and in our city, but we would actually, there's illegal fireworks in California, things like bottle rockets and Roman candles and all sorts of fun stuff. My dad talked about that when we were kids. We're like, that sounds so cool. So we actually used to, either states like Ohio and Tennessee, where they have those kinds of fun fire things that fly through the air and things that go boom and whatnot. Can't have those here.
The ones that set off the car alarms.
Yes. So we had some friends in Texas where these things were legal. So we would buy the fireworks from the, we don't do this. We haven't done this in like 30 plus years. So, you know, there's no legal issues here. It's a long since passed when I was a young, foolish teenager. We would send the fireworks because they all came with Class C fireworks stickers on the outside of the box. So we would send them to Texas first. Our friends would rewrap them in brown paper. So covering up the Class C fireworks. Then they would send them here to California so we could get all the fun stuff. So we'd go down the beach. And no, we never set any fires. Nothing bad ever happened. But we had a great time down at the beach. It was so much fun.
Well, I have to tell you that my grandparents, my paternal grandparents, like they raised me for a number of years when I was really little. And they lived in Garden Grove in a neighborhood where you could actually watch the Disneyland fireworks every night.
That's
so
fun.
So any night where the Disneyland fireworks were going off, I would go out there and I'd sit up on my grandpa's shoulders and we'd watch him. But in this little neighborhood diagonally across from them, there was a couple of actual police officers.
Oh,
uh-oh. And you know, I mean, this has been a long time since then, but they used to blow off all the illegal fireworks on the 4th of July, which made me think that they were probably blowing off some confiscated fireworks. But in any case, it made for a spectacular fireworks show. See, and nowadays, I have to tell you that in my neighborhood, there's still people who get a hold of the illegal fireworks. But man, when you have animals and you have little kids, you're just like, oh man, you're blowing off these fireworks in the middle. You're gonna wake up my kid. You're scaring my cats. If you have a dog, you're scaring my dog. You set off my alarm. And I'm like, oh man, I'm getting old.
They don't like that. I know, but it's so much fun.
So that's why we use the code BOOM. Go ahead and plug that in to save on Be Healthy or on any of the multis on supplements.one this week.
And thank you again for tuning in with us. And we'll be back next week for another exciting and informative episode of Crossroads of Health.